on the bottom of Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. Tana Rabbana. Reishis HaRishon Seichem, Kedei Yisro Seichem. Says you should give challah. Challah should be the beginning of a dough. HaRishon Seichem. Mashmah, there's a certain measure of dough that they took challah of. So what is that? Kedei Yisro Seichem. Umay Kama Yisro Seichem. What was the normal amount of bread that they got in the Midbar, which is called Kedei Yisro Seichem? Rashi, Kedei Yisro Seichem, Shatem Loshim B'Midbar, Omer L'Gugolas. The man was an Omer L'Gugolas per person, and that's Yisro Seichem, your special dough amount. How much was that? Kedei Yisro Samidbar. The Kama Yisro Samidbar, how much was the shear of man that they got in the Midbar? They received the Omer Asir Yisro Eifo. The Omer was a tenth of an Eifo. Rashi will explain very well all these computations. Mikan Omru, Zayin Revoyim Kemach, Behold, Chayevis Bechala. 7/4 of a kav of Kemach, plus a little bit more, is Chayev and Chala. Because you take off Reishis HaRishon Seichem, you take challah from the shear of dough that was in the Midbar by the man, and that was 7/4 of a kav of kemach plus. Shehein Vav Shal Yerushalmis, which is 6 revoyim, 6/4 of a kav of kemach. Yerushalmi measurements, Shehein Hei Shal Tzipori, which is a 5 Tzipori, because they added on, and they became, what's it called, they became more volume in less measure, because the measures got bigger. No, we learned that way before. That's the healthy amount of food to eat. If you eat more than that, then you're a glutton. Pachas mikan mekukubameil. If you eat less than that, then you're going to not have a healthy digestive system. Rashi, Kedei Yisraschem, Shatem Loshim B'Midbar, Omer L'Gugolos, Eifa Gimel Seen. So now let's see how much it is. The Omer was a series of Eifa. It was a tenth of an Eifa. So first we have to know how much an Eifa is. So Rashi says an Eifa was 3 saw. The Menachos Yalifla V'Perik HaTolda, V'Chsiv, or Eifa V'Habas, Tochen Echon. The Eifa and the Bas are the same. 2 different names for the same measurement. Eifa and Bas. V'Chsiv, Meiser HaBas Min HaKor, right, that the Meiser of Bas from a Kor, the Kor is Shloshim Sein, so Meiser Didei Kamahave Gimel Sein. Comes out that an Eifa is 3 saw, because a bas is the amount of meiser from a kor. So kor is 30 saw, so meiser 30 saw is 3 saw. So if a bas is 3 saw, so is a, what's it called, a Eifa. So an Eifa is 3 saw. The Omer, a series of Gimel Sin. The Omer was a tenth of a Eifa. So it's a tenth of 3 saw. Shehen Yud Ches Kadim. 3 saw is 18 kav. Sikav per saw. 3 saw, 18 kavim. So a tenth of 18 kavim, which is Shehen Ayin Beis Vugit. Now 18 kavim, there are 4 kavim there are 4 lugim in a kav. So there's 72 lugim in 18 kavim. 4 times 18. So a series to Ayin Lugim, Zayin Lugim. A tenth of the 70 is 7. You're left now with 2. A series of Beis Lugim, Chomish Alug. A tenth of 2 Lug is a fifth of a Lug. So you're left now with 7 Lug plus a fifth. That is the shear of the mom. A series of Eifa. The Hu Beitz of the Chomish. And a Chomish Alug is 1 1/5 veil. Because there's 6 veil in a Lug. So a fifth of a lug is 1 1/5 beitzim. The height of the ka'amar, Zion, Revoyim, Bohod. Revoyim, Riviakav. There's seven quarters, right? Which is, what's it called? Seven Lugib, because a Lug is, what's it called, a quarter of a Kav. Plus a little bit more, which is a Beya and a Chomish. Revoyim, Riviakav. Dainu, Zion, Lugib. Bohod, Beitz of a Chomisha. Plus a little bit more, one and a fifth Beya. That's the Shir of Challah. Tosfos here is all discussion whether this is Mahalocha. According to this, you need seven lugin, which is seven quarters of a kav, plus a bay and a chomesh to be chayiv and chala. Tosfos brings down other sources in the Gemara that seem to say five lugin, five revoyim is enough. Not, you don't need seven revoyim. And it's either whether there's different opinions or there's some way of resolving it. Shein vav Yerushalmis, Sharivav Niborios Nasu Yerushalmios. The volume of six Niborios was changed into the volume of five Yerushalmios. The Midos Yerushalmi were enlarged. Nisharanu Lug Nibori, the Chomsho, the Bay of the Chomshari Chomishalo, Bay of Chomish Lachomish Beitzim, which leaves what's it called one Log Nibori plus Chomish. Because a Beya and a Chomesh is Vichomesh Halog, Beya Chomesh Vichomesh Beitzim. One Beya is a fifth of five Beitzim. And the six Beitzim, Vichomesh Beya and the extra fifth, who Tosefes the Beya Shishit. That's the addition that you add to the Yerushalmi for the, what's it called, the sixth Beya. Hari Lug the Chomsho. The Hei Nasim Lug Yerushalmi. So it comes out that a fifth will be a Lug plus a chomesh, and that's swallowed up in the Yerushalmi, which makes it five chumshim. Vav chumshim eilu nasuhe. The six become five. So the neila, it's equal now to six Yerushalmis and five tzipori. Once you add another six milavar, you, what you call, end up with five. Harezabari, shalcho kol tzorcho. A person who eats a sabad is eating what he needs to eat. He doesn't bless it, he doesn't eat more than he has to. It's a klala of people who eat too much. So there's a lot of food, it's a lot of bread. It's about 5 pounds of flour this year. So who eats that much? So some say that it means what's it called in their times, that's what they used to eat. Others say what it means is that somebody who's not capable of eating that amount is a sick person. A person who's capable of eating that and being happy is a healthy person. Not that he has to eat it every day. And the Chazon Ish says that it means not just bread. It means all the food a person eats all day should have that value. That's the healthy volume of food. Okay. Anshe Chotzer, Anshe Merpeses, Sheshaku, below Yerbu. So you have a chotzer and you have a mirpeset. So there's two ways of learning what this mirpeset is. We'll see the Gemara is going to take on one way and then say the other way. The mirpeset is a balcony that has a ladder that goes from the chotzer up to the balcony, and then there are ladders that go up to the second floor. Now, it's possible that there are apartments on the balcony that open directly into the balcony. It's also possible that there are no apartments on the balcony. But the balcony is just a way of getting up to the second floor, which needs ladders to get up to the apartments. So again, apartments could be ground level with the balcony, or the apartments could be above the balcony, and the balcony just a means of coming down from the apartments. So whichever, you have a people in the concert, and people of the Merpeset, and they forgot to make an Eruv together. But Rashi says, each one separately made an Eruv. Okay? The people of the Merpeset made an Eruv together, and the people of the Chatzar made an Eruv together. So now, Kosher Gavoa Yud Fachim, the Merpeset, anything that's 10 Fachim high, belongs to the Merpeset, and they can make use of that. That's part of their Rishus. Pachos mikav lechotzer. If it's less than 10 tefachim, then it's part of the chotzer. And the people in the chatzar can make use of it. Because the people in the mepeset can't be the tzalkel in the chatzar. And the people in the chatzar can't be the tzalkel in the mepeset. So if you have things that are in the chatzar, but they're more than 10 tefachim high, so then they're part of the mepeset. And if they're less than 10 tefachim high, they're part of the chatzar. We want to discuss where you measure these 10 tefachim from. Chuyis habor v'asela. You have a pit with a wall around it. Gvoyim asora tefachim v'mepeset. If they're 10 tefachim high, then they belong to the mepeset. They're considered part of the mepeset's reshus. Pachas mikan l'chatzim. The less than that, then they're in the reshus of the chatzim. V'amed dvorim amurim b'smucha. That's only if they're close to the mepeset. But if it's far away from the mepeset, afilu gavoi yud tefachim v'chatzim. Even if it's 10 tefachim high, but it's not accessible right easily to the mepeset, then it belongs to the chatzim. V'zehu smucha, what's considered close, kol she'eva rechok arba tefachim. Has to be within 4 tefachim. Rashi. Achi gashim asnisa, anshe chatzim, anshe mepeset, v'lo yirvu. Eilu in eilu. They didn't make an Eruv together. But each one made a separate Eruv. The people in the Mepeset have an Eruv between themselves, and the people in the Chatzar have an Eruv between themselves. The Mepeset Arukahi, a Mepeset is a long balcony, behind it Pisri Alios Psuchila. And there are many doors from the second story that open into it. Zalav Tafka open into it directly. But open into it either through ladders or that the apartments are on the ground level of the mepeset. The kulon yotzim besulam echad the chatzim. From the mepeset, you go down a ladder into the chatzim. Umi ben rishus harabim. And from the chatzim into rishus harabim. The afal pikein, ein osrim. Still, they don't asher one on the other. Now here, lechara, why should they asher? Each one made an eruv in his place. He's regular Abu Tered and Koma. So the Mirpeset has a Drisha Sarego on the Chatzim. But we know that the Tzumachlokis, the Yehuda, the Chachomim, whether what's it called regular Abu Tered did Koma, just because it passes through a place where they're Asher, does that Asher on the other place? We pass it like the Chachomim, that it doesn't Asher. So why should there be a Havamina that they Asher one on the other? So some say that, what's it called, that the reason there's a Havamina is because a Mepeset and a Chatzar have a lot more shayfas one to the other than two Chatzeris, one inside the other. And therefore, even the Chachamim hold that even regal Amuteres asers Shalom and Koma. So if it wouldn't be, what's it called, he says, why don't they aser? How will the Gavoa Mepeset use? Because the Mepeset is 10 tefachim higher than the Chatzar, and that 10 tefachim is a mechitza. So it's like two Chatzeris, they have a mechitza between them. And then the halacha is, each one is completely separate, and they make their separate everything. Shulawa, yeah, but Shulam is only a Pesach Lakula, not a Chobu, we learned that. Okay. Shulam is Shulam, and a Lahakim, because the Shulam as a din of a Pesach, only l'hakim, not l'achmer. The Amrita Torah is mechitza love. The Eid Emotion, since it's a mechitza, it separates them, and therefore each one is separate and can carry in their own resources to make an Eid. Can Amrita, the case of the Amrit, Sulam, Torah is Pesach love, the Torah is mechitza love. The Hakol l'hakim, a Sulam can have the din of a mechitza or a Pesach, whichever one is the cooler. We come upon Shnei Rishu Yosef. However, there's still two separate Rishunos, and if this one made an Eruv, and this one made an Eruv, but they didn't make an Eruv together, you can't carry from one to the other. Kol shegavo asorah, yesh bechatzar tail, o amud, gavo asorah, if in the chatzar there's a heap, or a, what's it called, a, what's an amud? Well, a pole. It's not a pole, it's a pillar. That's 10 tefachim high, shabak with a peset, And it's within four tefachim. Tefachim merpeset, reshus merpeset, shalat tefachim. That is something that the merpeset has access to. So the people of merpeset have access to that easily, and therefore it's considered part of their reshus. Bismucha shachul yismucha merpeset. The heap or the pole, the whatever, is next to the merpeset. Chul yisabor karki shenotlo bechatir yisabor. Chulia is the earth you take out of a bore when you dig it, and then you put it as a wall around the bore. This is pshita. Zeba Pesach or Zeba Pesach. Now we're going to analyze the Mishnah by prefacing a few halachas that you don't need the Mishnah for. Zeba Pesach, you have two chaseres or whatever, where you have what's it called access to a third rishos that's not really the rishos of either one. The rishos did learn that if it would belong to either rishos monetarily, then that's the rishos it's considered part of. Here we're talking where these things don't belong monetarily to either rishos. There are things in that rishos that are accessible to both of them, but they're not necessarily easily accessible to both. So, if both of them, Zeba Pesach or Zeba Pesach, Haidu Chalot, Shebein Shnei Chatzeros. Right? We had a case before, we have two Chatzeros that have a wall between them. So, each one can use the top of the wall, right? But they can't take from the wall to their Chatzer, because it's considered joint property, and since they didn't make a joint Eruv, they can't take it into their Rishos. But they can use it on top of the wall. Same thing with a chalom. You have a window that's four tefachim by four tefachim that's in a wall between two chatzeres, and that those chatzeres made a separate eruv, right? And this window is not, what's it called, is considered a pesach for both of them. So the halacha is, they make two separate eruvim, they can use the window, but they can't take it into their rishos. So that's the case of Chalo. Rashi, Zeba Pesach or Zeba Pesach, Meis Chatzero Shalom Yirvu. The Yesh Rishus Achas Smuch Alayim. The Nochel Ishtayet, two Chatzeros that didn't make an Eruv together, but each one made a separate Eruv. And there's another third Rishus that's accessible to both of them easily. The Nochel Ishtayet Mishtamish Bo, it's just as accessible to one as the other. And it's easily accessible both. It's like a Pesach that opens up into each one and it's comfortable to use. So that's the halacha that we can learn from the case of the chalon that's between two chatzeros. This is a teshaila what the halacha would be. My dinay. It was to Rishteyim or Mutter. If this Rishus will be ushered to both of them, or mutter to both of them. The Haidu Chalon should make base chatzeros. This mad day, Ratsu Echad Ma'arvin, Ratsu Shnai Ma'arvin. We have a Chalon that's in a wall between two chatzeros, so that Chalon serves as a pesa between them. They want to make one big Eruv if they can, and they want to make two separate Eruv if they can. They blow Eruv B'yachad, and if they didn't make one common Eruv, Shnei Masur and Mishtamishpa. They're both also to use that window to bring it to their rishus. Why? Because since it's comfortable for both of them to use, it's considered joint property. And since they didn't make a joint eruv, so that property is also. If rishus shalai boyim, the ev rishus pachas midalim, it has to be four tzvachim, because less than four tzvachim is no such thing as a separate rishus. We know that that's true, but then it would be a makom patur. We know that a makom patur, anybody, Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabid, can make use of a Makom Ptur. So Agabi Koso, how do I know this din of Chalon from the din of Koso? Shebein Shnei Chatzeros. Sman, Hoyu Barosho Peros, if you have Peros on top of the wall, so then Eru Olimikan, Ma'okhmet, Vechein Eru. Each one can go up and eat the Peros on top of the wall. Vechein Eru, Vach Lo Yerid Lamata. But they're not allowed to take those Peros into their Rishos. because the wall is considered common property, and they didn't make an eruv, and each one of their chaseras is private property. You can't take from the common property to the private property. You see, where it's equally accessible and comfortably accessible to both of them, they ask for one or the other. The gabri shus lemucha miyud. Same thing goes with a thing that's lower. That's between two properties. Makom shein bo dalad al dalad mutter. Meir shus hayochid, meir shus harab. You have a ditch that's less than dalad al dalad, deep, it's a makom p'tur. And it's mutter, meir shus harab, the katif alam. Right? Both the shus harab and shus hayochid can use that ditch. The makom p'tur. Or you slay they dalad or slay tarvayim. If it has four tfachim, then it's a reshus by itself. It's accessible to both of these reshuyos equally and as comfortably, and therefore it's considered common property, and they can't take from that reshus into either of the other reshuyos. Calls rikol abali b'tfachim. Now Rashi's giving a preface to the last piece. Anything above 10 tfachim, the usage of that thing is called throwing. Yep, the way to use that is by throwing up, not by equal passing over. That's called shrika. And called shusho, other means fucking. Anything 10 fucking deep, you use that by shusho, by lowering things down into it. The chol, tashmish, noah, the karim le pesach, lo gavoh karkis, kiisa, yud fucking, lo nama kasar fucking. Something that's not 10 tefachim higher than ground level, or 10 tefachim lower than ground level, that's called a comfortable use where you just pass things to that thing. You don't throw them, and you don't throw them down. They're not thrown up or thrown down. Shilsha is throwing something down, and Zrika is throwing something up. So now the words are saying the following. Lezeh Mizrika, who is a Mizrika? If you have something that's between two Rishuyos and it's 10 Tfachim higher than both Rishuyos, both of them are established with the thing not in a very comfortable way. They have to throw things up to that Rishuyos because it's 10 Tfachim above the Rishuyos. Haidu Koso Shebei Beis Chatzeros. That's the case of the Koso. The Koso is 10 Tfachim high to Mechitza, and that's not what we had before. That's the case where both of them can throw things up to the kosel, and since it's accessible to both equally, even though it's not comfortable for either one, but it's equally not comfortable for each one, that's the case of kosel, where again, it becomes common property, because they each have the same accessibility to that place, and therefore they can't take from the top of the kosel into their shoes. The Zebishosu, Anu Charitz, Shemen Beis Chatzeros. If it's something that separates two Chatzeros, and it's 10 fucking deep, so that's the case of a Charitz between two Chatzeros, separates them, and they can both make use of the Charitz, but they can't take from the Charitz into their individual Rishos, because even though it's uncomfortable for each one to use it, but it's equally uncomfortable, and therefore, it's considered the reshus of both of them. Lezebe Pesach, Lezebe Zrika, if one, the thing is ground level, for one, but 10 tefachim higher than the other, you have two chaseras, one next to the other, or the case of our Mirpeset. The case of the Mirpeset, where it's ground level to the Mirpeset, but 10 tefachim higher than the chaser. Haidu Durab Barafuna, over Rav Nachman. Right, that's the case of Rabbi Baruch Huna in the name of Rav Nachman. See Rashi. A ditch between two chaseras that's 10 fucking deep, equally deep between the two, the hefsek reshus chashim. It's considered matzik the two chaseros, the kiva de tashmish or shava v'shneyem, asurimba. And since it's equally accessible to both of them, they're both also to carry from that chalitza to their chaser. דאָבער האָב קריט צו ביי דייס קאַצערוס, אבער ביז זיי יוד. און זיי שאַבל אורס, דאָס זיי אויס פון זיי שאַבל אורס. דאָ האב איך זיי קשבי שאַב דאַך, און זיי האב קאַש. שבי ביי דאָ, די שטיי בדאַך, און שטיי בקאַש, שטיי באסוי בא. רב, שט, שבב, שיקר אבי יר, Rav Nachman said, that's Rav Nachman's case is that you have something between two chaseros, and it's ground level to one, and 10 tefachim above the other, because one chaser is higher than the other. So the bottom, the lower chaser, this thing, this pole, is 10 tefachim higher than its ground level, but it's equal to the ground level of the higher chaser. So there Rav Nachman said that it's considered the Rishus, again, it doesn't belong to either Chatzar. Then Rav Nachman said that it's considered part of the Chatzar that can use it easily, and not the one who has to throw up. The but, if it be equal, then the Chor is both of them, and therefore it's common property, they didn't make an error, and it's awesome. The Zeba Pesach and Zeba Zika, you know, Shechatzar Zeh, the Mucha, the Chatzar Zeh Gavoha, the case, we have one chatzar, and the ground of that chatzar is higher than the ground of the lower chatzar, the tail they have, and there's a heap between them, gavoa bizuya yud, it's 10 tefachim higher than the lower one, u'lezeh shavel aretz, and it's equal, right, ground level to the higher one. So higher the Rabba Bar Avuna in the name of Rav Nachman, the Perakhalam, the other kosher shebei beis chatzeros, Gavoy Yud, the Chino Echad Shovel Aret, no Shinosu Lezeshu Shovel Aret. You have a wall that's 10 tefachim above a lower chatzar, but ground level with the higher chatzar. It's given to the higher chatzar as their rishus. They can, it's considered part of their chatzar, it's part of their Erev, and it's also to the lower one. The Zeba Pesach, Rabbi Gamargit. Zeba Pesach, Zeba, so the opposite case. You have something, a ditch, that's ground level to the bottom of Chatzar, and 10 tefachim above the, well, that's ground depth, and 10 tefachim below the higher Chatzar. So that's Zeba Shilshul and Zeba Pesach. One is equal to it, right? It's ground level, and the other one you have to what you call throw down. So that's how did Rav Shisbi on Rav Nachman. That's the case of Rav Shisbi in the name of Rav Nachman. Rashi, the Zeba Tesla Zeba Shoshu, the Gochatzer Gavoa Ben Atel, Yud, Dele Mishtameshes Olav, the Chol, Ela Bishoshu, the Chaver Ben Shalom, the Haidu Rav Shisbi, but Dele Chalom. We have a Chariz between two Chatzeros, one is ground level, one is 10 fucking lower than that chatzar, so you give it to the one who's ground level. Now the question is, all of those, we have no question. But, what if both of them have access to it, but only in an uncomfortable way? For one, it's 10 fucking lower, and for the other, it's 10 fucking higher. Okay, it's in such a way that for one, it's 10 fucking below their ground level, and for the other one, it's 10 tefachim above their ground level. Both have access to it equally, but both of their equal access is not comfortable. Rashi, the Zeb is shows for Zeb is Zika, to go to Chatzar Zu, Gavor Bizeh, Hatzel Yud, the Zeb is the Mukhav Ben Yud. The Chatzeros are situated in such a way that the is 10 tefachim lower than the higher one, and 10 tefachim higher than the lower one. Ma, Lishnei B'Kosho, what's the question? Both of them have uncomfortable access to this thing. They're each other, but they have equal access. The Oshim Zelz, and the Maishim, they make an error, one with the other. So Kosho, Shlomina, B'Kosho, Odilma, so when they listen, they have equal access, so maybe there's also to both of them. Dilma, Gabizrika, Bishosho, Gashmishu, B'Nachas, or maybe not. Maybe it's easier to put things down than to lift up and put things up. It's always easier to go down and up. So maybe, even though shushum, compared to where it's even, is considered not comfortable, and zrika, where compared to even, is considered not comfortable, but when you're comparing shushum and zrika, the shushum is considered comfortable compared to the zrika, which is uncomfortable. Relative to zrika, shushum is comfortable. That's the case. Then the one who has it lower, that would be more comfortable usage. So it would be considered his rishus, and as opposed to the equal rishuyos. Mutter, the zeshub is rikos, it no iru, eru nevu, ela eru rihasa, eru asma. That's a shayin. So now let's see in the Gemara. Once again, lezeb is shoshu, lezeb is rika, where one has to go 10 tefachim down to use the thing, and the other one, the other chotzer, has to go 10 tefachim up, my. So what's the shayin? And that's our halacha, and Rashi explained what the shayin is. Omar Rav Shnei Masurim. So Rav takes the side that since they're equally uncomfortable, excessively uncomfortable, it's considered both their shuyos, just as like anything, when they're equally comfortable, equally uncomfortable is also equal. And therefore, they're both awesome. Shmuel Omar, no son of son of Zeshav Shilshul. Shilazet Hashmisha Benachas, Lazet Hashmisha Bekasha. Even though normally Shilshul compared to equal is called kasha, but compared to zrika is considered more comfortable. So therefore, it's more comfortably used by the one who has to go down, and therefore it's considered his rishus. And therefore it's mutter to them, and usher to the other one. The chol davar shetashmisha lezeh benachas, or lezeh bekasha, nosen also lezeh shetashmisha benachas. And even over here, it's only relatively comfortable compared to the other one, that's still called comfortable. That's a Shmuel holds. And Rav holds no. Since the Maisha, both of them are uncomfortable, even though one is less uncomfortable than the other, it's considered equal. Okay, Tznan, Anshe Chotzer, Anshe Mirpeses, Shishaku Velo Yervu, Kosh Gavo Asor Tzvachim Mirpeses, Tachos Mikam Chotzer, Kosh Gadaita, My Mirpeses, Bnei Aliyah. Who might correlate with Pesas, because Salki with their Pesas. Alma, call Zebe Shilshu, or Zebe Zrika, those who also is Zebe Shilshu. The Chora, you think now that the case is, like we said, that the second story is higher than the Pesas. Then you go down ladders to the Pesas, from there you go down ladders to the Chotzer. So if something is 10 Tfakim higher than the Chotzer, it's going to be 10 Tfakim lower than the second story. So this one's going to use it for Shinshu, and this one's going to use it for Zrika. Who do we give it to? The Mirpeset. So you see that when one has Shinshu and one has Zrika, that it goes to the Rishus of the one that's Shinshu. Even though it's difficult for both, but it's less difficult for this, that's called like Shmua, not like Rav, that they become equal. Shmua says, no. Kedama Rav Huna, Lahosa, not Dari, the Mirpeset. Hakadami, just like Rav Huna later on, is going to, for a different thing, give an answer that we're not talking about a Mirpeset that the Aliyah is higher than the Mirpeset. But on the balcony is the, like a motel, they have the rooms that open into the balcony. So it's ground level to the people who live on the Mirpeset, and it's 10 fucking higher from the Chaser, that's Lazer. The Pesach and the Zev, the Zrika, that for sure is the Rishus of the one who's ground level. It's not talking where the Aliyah is higher than the Pesach, where the Aliyah is what you call on ground level with the Pesach. Rashi, the Aliyah, the Pesach Tuba. Rashi, the second floor, is higher than the Pesach. Abu Derek Pesach, Zev, only the Yardin. But they go through the Mirpeset to the Chotzer. They have ladders from their second story onto the balcony, from the balcony into the Chotzer. That's what the Gemara thought. The tail from the Chotzer, Shugaboy Yud, Havidovit with Aliyah Yud. So any tail that's 10 Tfachim higher than the Chotzer is 10 Tfachim lower than the Aliyah. The Havi Lezebishim, Shul Zebishrika, Uktani, the Aliyah Mutaribo. Und ich schaue, ich gebe zu der Bepesse, zu der Alia. So weiß ich noch, ein Tor in der Bepesse. To go to Yishma de Yuri. He's talking where on the balcony there are apartments that are ground level with the balcony. The lady do have the high tail from the chaser shovel ahead. So now the tent talking behind heap in the chaser is ground level with the people of the Aliyah. Because the Aliyah, the Bukeshas, are the same. The Sokasar, Odomachogavar, the Hanbachas Miyun. It's less than 10 talking higher or lower than the what's it called of the Rupesha. The name of what's it called, it's considered Lezeh B'Pesach or Lezeh B'Zrika. That for sure is given to the one who has comfortable, easy access.